This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband and his pretty best friend. Okay. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've known my husband since I was in high school, and we have been in an on and off relationship for 31 years. Yeah. Years ago, my husband made bad choices and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison for selling marijuana. I stood by him the entire time he was incarcerated because I knew he was my soulmate. When he got out of prison, he kept his promise to be with me forever, and we have been married for 5 years. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con, and he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. My only problem is that he works from home and has a lot of free time during the day. Since he likes to hang out with his friends while I'm at work, there is one friend in particular that I have a huge problem with. We have both known her since high school, since we were in high school, but they became closer friends over the years. He has 4 close male friends and they're all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She's still a beautiful woman and she's kept herself up over the years. She is treated like one of the boys, so she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping, and it's no different than one of his boys being there. If the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my husband because she's there all the time. And she snapped at me and she said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much.
Wow.
Woo, Shirley, what should I do about this?
Okay.
If this is my only problem in my marriage, should I overlook it or do you think I'm being too lenient in this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. Please help me. Okay, let's just get right to this. Yes, you're absolutely being way too lenient. And stop joking. You said you jokingly told her that you don't get much quality time because she's always there. Stop joking. This is no joking matter at all. You got to tell her, get out. Get out. And your husband doesn't have to be the one to tell her. I don't care what she says. You can tell her because guess what? It's your house, too. What are you joking about? This is a serious situation here. You got a woman sitting up in your house, whether you're there or not with your husband. You're at work. That's very serious. There's no jokes here. No jokes. There's no way she should be doing this. This is so disrespectful. This just from your husband. I don't care if he says she is one of the boys. You're not there. You don't know what's going on. And she snapped at you? Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am.
At your house.
Yeah. This is in your own self house. Get her out. If you can't get, tell your husband to tell her to get out, okay? Because you need to check him too, because he's wrong for having her in there. This is just wrong on so many levels. This is your house. You can say whatever you need to say to whoever's in the house, okay? And tell your husband she can't come over anymore, period. And she better not be there the next time you get home from work.
I know, all right? Sure.
Or else. All right, Steve, come on.
Well, okay. good response, Shirley. I agree with everything you said. Here's another different perspective on it.
Thank you.
My husband and his pretty best friend. I've known my husband since I was in high school. We've been in an on and off again relationship for 31 years. I've done some numbers on this. They around 47 now. So we got some good and grown people in this letter right here. You've been in an on again, off again, 31 years since high school. You're in high school, 17, 15, and 31, 40, that's 46. They somewhere between 45 and 50. Husband made some bad choices, did 8 years for selling weed. You stood by him the whole time he was incarcerated because when he was incarcerated, and because you knew he was your soulmate. He got out of prison. He kept his promise to be with me forever. And we've been married for 5 years now. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con. And he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. Oh, he came up, man.
Yeah,
most people struggle when they get out of prison. So let's see what kind of job this is. He got a good job. My only problem is that he works from home. Let's stop the letter. You married to an ex-con that takes care of the finances, then bought you a new house and work from home. Well, what is he doing making that kind of money working from home? This finna be another off moment in y'all's relationship because this finna go and do another eight. I don't know nobody work from home making house money. I don't. Me personally, I just want to just throw that out there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know for sure.
Right.
I'm just being, you know, strawberry-ish. So he likes to hang with his friends because he got a lot of free time while I'm at work. There is one friend in particular I got a huge problem with. We both have known her since we were in high school, but they came closer over last year. He got four close male friends. They all married. But this single woman hangs out with them. She is still beautiful, and she done kept herself up over the years.
Hold
when
on.
We come back, mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, she done kept herself up.
You know what that means.
All these years.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my husband and his pretty best friend. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My husband and his pretty best friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far as a man that's been locked up for 8 years, they've been soulmates, been knowing each other for years. And, you know, they married now, and he kept his promise when he got out of prison. Said he working from the house, making excellent money. And bought a house, working from the house. Mm-hmm. You know, hello. Anyway, he worked from home and he got a lot of free time during the day. See, this ain't adding up to me.
No, it's not.
Okay. You work from home, you are ex-con, you done bought a house, take care of the finance, and you got a lot of free time. What? Mm-hmm. Who got this job? Where that job at, y'all? Where you can buy a new house, take care of all the family finances, work from home, and got a lot of free time. How the hell you got money and a lot of free time?
Maybe he in a weed legal state.
Okay, whatever. Anyway. We got this, we both have known this girl since high school, and they became close over the last years. Now, he got four close male friends, and they all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She is still a beautiful woman, and she's kept herself up over the years. That means she ain't let go. Mm-hmm. Which means the lady that's writing this letter has fell off a little bit. Because you had to distinguish her. And by saying she is still beautiful and has kept herself up, meaning, you know, I'm late 40s, I kind of fell off a little bit. Because mm-hmm. all of a sudden, she's still beautiful. She kept, because she would have put in the letter, but I'm fine too.
Exactly. Steve.
She is treated like one of the boys. So she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. Well, she's treated like one of the boys. But see, the problem you having, lady, is she don't look like none of the boys. See,
she's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
But she's sitting up at her house with your man that's supposed to be at work, but he got all his free time.
Right. That's crazy.
So she's always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. What?
Yeah.
I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping and it's no different than one of the boys being there. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
She fine. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. Well, let me just stop for a minute. That shoe ain't going on the other foot.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that right now. I'm not coming home nowadays and a dude sitting up in my house.
Okay.
I can promise you that won't happen. And you know why it won't happen? Because my wife got sense. Because I'm going to be about the business if I come up in there, some man sitting up in my house. But I tell you what, he won't be in there a second time. Because I ain't gonna do what you did. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my girl. You know something?
Come on, Steve.
Girl, I don't even get a lot of quality time. My husband's going, every time I come home, you sitting up in here yourself with your leg crossed. Then she snapped at me. Well, hell, it would have been a snap contest.
Yes.
She snapped at me. Well, you talking about in your house? and said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much. Shirley, what should I do? Shirley told you what to do. And Shirley was right. What is you writing a letter for? And what is she making demands for in your house? This your house. If this is the only problem with my marriage, should I overlook it? What?
Overlook?
This ain't the only problem. Your only problem in your house is, let me show you what the problem is. This man done invited this woman over to the house while you ain't there. That's one problem. Second problem, she bold enough to bring her to another woman's house and sit up there. Third problem, when you say something to the woman, she snap like you ain't got no rights and tell you she ain't doing nothing unless he ask her not to come over. You got several problems here. This ain't the only problem. And then your fourth problem is, hard ass is fine.
One more time, Steve.
Hard ass is fine. So during the free time, he ain't looking over there. He don't know she fine. Girl, stop. Girl, stop. The man been locked up for 8 years. Everybody he see, he think it's fine. When you've been in prison for 8 years, everybody fine. The fat ass guards is fine. The old ass nurse in the infirmary, she fine. The lady that drove the van to drop you off at the halfway house, her ass was fine.
Oh, well.
The big lady that owned the gas station, she fine. The woman that owned the liquor store, fine. Mother Perkins down there, the pastor's mama, is fine.
Yeah, Miss Perkins.
Everybody fine when you done 8 years. Or do you think I'm being too lenient with this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. I'm not going to be sick of seeing nobody in my house but once.
That's
but
right, Steve.
Once. Or she could just whisper in her ear, if I see you tomorrow, I'm going to kill you.
Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter
and
podcast
lick her
on
ear.
Demand.
And then lick her ear. Get right up on and say, if I see you again tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. And then lick her ear and walk off. Better won't be sitting up in there tomorrow.
Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.